It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, hello everyone. It is the Go Birds podcast presented by Parks Sportsbook and Casino. Ellie, we've already done 2 episodes this week, but guess what? We're going to be giving everyone 3 episodes a week because we want to do a little NFL preview with a bit of a gambling twist to it, so to speak.
We waited so long for sports to be back that now I can basically talk about them every single day.
Well, exactly.
So I'm good to go. Yeah.
And look, the other two pods are very Eagles heavy. We figure there is a huge NFL out there, and it's going to influence the Eagles one way or the other, too. So we're going to go division by division with these pods and look at some over-unders, some good bets, and all that type of stuff as a way to preview each of these divisions. So let's start it off. Elliot and I, we actually spent probably far too much time trying to decide which division to start with. Is that fair?
Interesting about the NFL this year, and on a larger scale, we've talked about this with the Eagles pods, but like on a larger scale, I do think the COVID thing like adds a different dimension to it, obviously, in terms of what teams you think can be good, what teams do you trust to follow like these guidelines, what teams have a structure in place where they can get rid of them. If they lose players, how they could replace them. So when you look at the divisions, like there's not a lot of clear-cut winners, especially now that Tom Brady's not in the AFC South. No.
AFC East.
AFC East, yes.
He's going to be in the NFC South.
He's going to be in the NFC South. But especially now that Brady's not there, I don't think there's a single division where you can look at and say slam dunk winner. I guess the Chiefs would be the closest. But outside of that, I think even in NFC West, the 49ers probably going to win that one, but the Seahawks and the Rams are both very good. I think the Cardinals will be better. So, yeah, lots of interesting divisions. I'm excited to go through these the next few weeks leading up to the season, but I'm happy we landed on the one we did today because I think all four of these teams have, like, interesting elements to them, which I don't think you can say for, like, the fourth place team in every division.
Well, good job by you mentioning Tom Brady because that's where we're going.
Yeah, we're going
NFC South. Let's dive in. We'll preview all four of these teams and some good bets along the way, of course. You can make any bet we talk about on the Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. You can download it in the App Store. It is intuitive, fun, and makes it easy.
It does.
To have a little fun with some gambling on some games. Which,
I would also
say,
on the last pod, we talked about some things we were feeling, and you said the Cleveland Indians, right?
Yes.
And what have they done since?
Yeah, though they won 13-0 that night, which was good.
I said the Blazers, and I would say everybody is saying they're the hottest team in the NBA right now. So not saying we're riding a hot streak, but I would maybe take our advice.
Look at that. I like that. Yeah. Just lean into this.
All right, good.
All right, I like to go alphabetical order, but I mean, when Tom Brady's playing for a new team for the first time in his career, I think we lead with Tom
Brady.
That's
the lead. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Lot of love for Tampa Bay this season. Tampa Bay over-under. We'll start with the over-under always, then we'll get some fun, future bets and all that type of stuff. But the over-under on the Parks Sportsbook and Casino app for the Tampa Bay football team is 9.5. Elliot.
Feels low.
It feels high to me.
Oh,
this is great.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what. The Bucs roster feels like a 7-8 win roster to me. Tom Brady obviously makes a difference. I think he'll make them better. I think he could will a few wins out of that team. But
okay, so
to say they're going to be a double digit, look, I'm not saying, I think if I had to bet on the or guess what their win total would be, I would say 9 or 10, probably 9. I just think if I had to bet this, I would take the under. I think assuming they're going to go over 9.5 the first year down there, this whole thing, I think it's too many.
So I think this is way too low.
Way too low.
They won 7 games last year with a quarterback that threw 30 interceptions. Think
decent
about that.
Counter.
30
decent
interceptions,
counter.
Right? So, and now, granted, Jameis Winston was also good in a lot of ways. He had 30 touchdowns. I think he led the NFL in passing yards, or if not, was pretty close to it. So he did have a lot of positives. I'm not in the Tom Brady's done camp. Like, I know we saw him here in Philadelphia, and he did not look great, but he had maybe the worst set of offensive weapons around him of maybe any team in the league. Like, everybody talks about Carson's weapons. Brady played with bad weapons all season. He didn't have good tight ends. He didn't have a great offensive line. Like, the receivers were not there. He didn't have a great offensive coach, in my opinion. Obviously, Belichick's a defensive guy.
Wow, shots at McDaniels.
Well,
didn't
I'm not
see
a big McDaniel
coming.
Guy. Yeah, so I think Brady is going to have a bounce back season, and we'll actually talk about it in a little bit. I love his MVP odds. Like,
ooh,
I think,
buddy,
I think this is like, look, the NFL is a narrative league, and you're telling me.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
You're telling me that Tom Brady is not going to go to Tampa with those weapons. He might have the best weapons in the league now. I mean, Kansas City, I guess, but Mike Evans, like, they have a ton of good players down there. 9.5 to me, again, they won 7 games last year. So you're telling me Tom Brady, who we've seen win the division in, you know, every year of his career, basically, he always wins double-digit games. You're telling me he's going to go to the NFC South and win 9 games? Like, no. He is, honestly, I would have bet over on 10.5. I think they are an 11.
Wow.
I think they're an 11 or 12 win team. I look at the division. Yes, the Saints are good. I think they probably do lose week one in New Orleans, like, and people will panic. And at that point, maybe their odds will drop and I'll hop back in even more. But, like, they're going to beat the Panthers twice. They're going to beat the Falcons twice. That's 4 wins right there. Like, the Buccaneers were better last year than they're given credit for. Their defense was better than they were given credit for, especially when their defense was continually put in bad spots because of all the interceptions Jameis Winston threw. So I love this over. Absolutely. I crushed the over on this one. Their Super Bowl odds, I think, are even low, too. Like, fifth best odds, I would say they're top 4 teams. Maybe it's not that low, but, yeah, I'm surprised at the 9.5.
Yeah, look, I think that I understand the argument. You make a very compelling argument. I just think I'm more on the Tom Brady is cooked line. Like, not that he's done. I just don't think that Tom Brady at 43 years old is worth 3 wins now. I don't. Like, I just think that Tom Brady is on the backside of his career.
Well, he was worth how many wins last year?
Well, he's with Belichick.
Okay, the defense was good. I agree, but how was the offense?
I think Belichick is the reason they won 11
games.
How
many games they win last year?
11.
Okay. So you're telling me that what roster is better? What roster is better, Tampa Bay's or?
Tampa Bay has
way better roster.
Tampa Bay has good weapons. What else do they have? It's not like they have a great defense.
Their defense was not bad towards the end of last year.
Okay, like, there's some playmakers there. All right, so I like this. We're off to a good start in that on Tampa Bay, we disagree. If you want to go with Elliot, go over. If you want to go with me, go under. Though, to be fair, Elliot feels a lot more strong about the over than I do. I think they're a 9-win team. That's why I'd go
under.
Last
point I'd make, who would you rather have as your head coach if you're a quarterback? Bill Belichick or Bruce Arians?
I'd rather Bill Belichick. He's
the best head coach in this.
I don't care what position you are. Do I want to win Super Bowls or not? I want Belichick.
Okay. I think for Tom Brady, Bruce Arians is the perfect head coach from right now. So, Okay. Yes, Bill Belichick is clearly the best head coach of all time. But I think coming to Tampa, Bruce Arians is a magnificent matchup for Brady.
All right. I love this enthusiasm for Tampa Bay. A couple other fun ones. You mentioned their Super Bowl odds. Plus 1,400, the fifth best odds to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Seems high to me. I just don't see them getting there. But the Brady MVP one.
Super Bowl in Tampa, by the way, this year.
Super Bowl in Tampa. Yeah, no team's ever done that.
No team's ever done it. That does not help the
odds. Unlikely.
Yeah.
Brady MVP plus 1,600. I will give you that those are pretty good odds.
Yes.
Considering the narrative there. Because I totally agree with the idea that the NFL MVP is a narrative award, as is the NBA MVP. All that, like. And the best guy doesn't always win. And if Tom Brady plays really well and they're an 11, 12 win team like
if
you
think.
If they
win 11 plus games, he'll be MVP.
He's got a real shot
something
at it.
Crazy
yeah.
happening. I mean, you figure Mahomes is in the race, obviously, and they'll probably win double digit games. You know, Carson, who knows, right? So
well, obviously,
I think Tom Brady at plus 1,600 feels like a great bet for me.
All right. I'll throw one more just because we haven't mentioned him. Let's throw one more. Rob Gronkowski at you. So the over-under for Rob's both yards and touchdowns are very interesting. Yards, 600.5. So will he get 601 or more? Where do you come down on the Rob Gronkowski yards?
So I will say I'm loving what I'm seeing pitcher-wise for Rob
Gronkowski. Bringing it.
Yeah,
he's bringing it.
He's in obviously phenomenal shape. He looks like he'll play receiver. I think they're going to split him out wide. Again, I think getting to Tampa Bay is really good for Brady and Gronk.
You think it's going to rejuvenate them?
Yeah, I think it is. Like they're living in the warm weather as opposed to the terrible coldness,
sure.
Right? But I also just think Bruce Arians is phenomenal for him. They already have that chemistry, whereas Brady does not have that yet with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and those guys. So I think you could see him target him early a lot, target him more early than he would those other guys. 600 yards feels like that's definitely doable. Five touchdowns especially. I mean, he's going to be a red
down. I was going to do that next. Five touchdowns. I feel like if I were going to bet on either of these, and I'd probably take the over on both, but the over on five touchdowns feels like a...
Right now,
a no-brainer to me.
Mike Evans is going to be a red zone target, obviously, because he's big. But
Godwin's pretty big too.
Gronk's
but...
Gronk's one of the best tight end. I mean, best red zone
and look,
targets.
The Arians' offense uses the tight end, especially in the red zone. So, all right. So
I'm loving all these overs on
the
Buccaneers.
You're all in on
Tampa
Bay.
I won't be like this for the other teams. I promise.
Okay.
But for the Buccaneers, I am all in. Like I think people are thinking too much into it. It's Tom Brady. It's Bruce Arians. Already a good team. Tons of weapons. Like. Over. Smash the over for all this.
All right, let's move on to Atlanta.
Ready for some unders.
Ready, here we go, buddy. Here we go. Atlanta just in the Super Bowl just a couple years ago. And over-under of 7.5. And Elliot, I'll tell you, that seems high to me.
Oh, my God.
I don't see any way Atlanta wins 8 games.
I thought if you would have told me it was 5.5, I might have taken the under. I think...
Wow. So you think they're going to be one of the worst teams in football this year?
Yeah. I think there's a good chance their head coach doesn't make it out of this year.
Let's put it this way. If I had to bet on a head coach who will not be a head coach in 2021, Dan Quinn might be my first choice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah,
he's
for
up
sure,
there,
especially now that the...
Matt Patricia
now
would
the New
be pretty
York
high on
coach.
The list.
Yeah, Patricia
you know?
Would be up there. Yeah, I mean, look, I know the Falcons beat the Eagles last year, but they did not look impressive doing it. I agree. I think this is a clear-cut under, especially, again, because... The division, they're going to lose twice to the Buccaneers. They're going to more than likely lose twice to the Saints. And honestly, we'll talk about the Panthers in a little bit, but like I think Matt Rhule is a good head coach. I like the Panthers this year, so you're probably looking at least 5 losses in the division right there.
Wow.
So I'd have to look, you know, they're out of division schedule, but yeah, I love the under.
That is interesting because, and we'll get to Carolina, as you mentioned, but, you know, they're over-under, not as high as Atlanta. So the odds makers do think the Falcons, do you think that Atlanta is a better football team? So
can I ask why? Like, am I missing something
it's
here?
It's interesting. Look, we'll get to Carolina because I have some thoughts. I do agree with you. I think Matt Rhule is going to be a very good coach. I like Matt Rhule. Shout out to Temple, of course.
Yeah, Temple made, baby.
Yeah, buddy, you know it. But I think with Atlanta, I agree. Even though they have the third highest win total, I do agree with you. I think they are the worst team or will end up the worst team in this division. I think it's the easiest of these four, the easiest where I could just see things going wrong. You know, you could just see the way a season just tumbles out of control.
Now, here's what I'll say in Atlanta's defense. If I had to rank the quarterbacks, like, okay, I'm Brady for me is still number one. Drew Brees, obviously, an elite
Ryan's
level
third,
quarterback.
But the point is Matt Ryan's still a good quarterback.
But I think you can make the argument Matt Ryan ahead of Tom Brady as much as I just...
You absolutely could.
Right, as much as I just, you know, hammered all
of course
all
you could. Again, I might make that argument. I mean, I think Brady will have a better year because I think the players around him are better.
Right.
But Matt Ryan, yeah, I mean, Brady's old.
Yeah, also, I looked this one up. I mean, talk about burning your money. Julio Jones, Offensive Player of the Year.
It's just a waste of money. Do
I mean,
not bet on
plus
that game.
2000, so like maybe,
but
I don't know.
Think about how this season would have to go.
I mean, they would have to win how many games?
They'd have to win 12 games, and he'd have to have like 2,000 yards receiving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so unbelievably unlikely to happen.
I'd love to know who puts those bets in.
Yeah, well, hopefully someone does. You know? Yeah, just take a shot. I mean, look, that's the fun thing is that we're going to talk about, as we do these pods, there are going to be at least 5 plus 2,000 or plus whatever type bets.
That hit.
That hit. That we're going to be like, what a stupid bet that is. And, oh, wait, it hits. And some will like and whatever. But there will be ones that surprise us. I just don't think Julio Jones' Offensive Player of the Year is one of them.
Now, granted, he didn't win the MVP in 2017, but I would love to know what Carson's MVP odds were heading into that year.
Probably not. Probably pretty
high. Outside the top 15,
oh,
right?
For sure. I mean, yeah, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's an interesting one. I think based, obviously, on how we're talking about Atlanta, I don't think either of us expect them to win the division at plus 900. I think that's a bad bet as well.
So much would have to go wrong.
I don't expect them to win the conference at plus 2200. Though, at plus 2200 with Matt Ryan, like...
No.
Yeah, you're right. Nah, I'm trying to talk myself into a long shot.
Like, it's good odds in the way that you know they have been in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The head coach.
You think about it this way: they're over under a 7.5, and yet they have the 11th best win total, 11th best odds in the conference to win the conference. So
yeah, so 11 out of 16. That's not.
My point being though that if they're a 7.5 win total, like that, there's something there that doesn't jive. You'd think that would be a little bit higher or a little bit lower.
Agreed. I was surprised at the 7.5.
Yeah, exactly. So all right, so. Very, very strong on the Tampa Bay over. We're strong on the Atlanta under.
Yes.
We will get back in just a second. We will talk about Carolina and New Orleans, the other two teams in the division. But we are so excited that Philly sports is back. And, Elliot, I don't know about you, but it has been just a delight to be able to watch some Philadelphia baseball.
Well, I got to say, man, the rains get like...
It's a bummer, man. Just doubleheaders, like, 7-inning doubleheaders right
sit
and left.
Sit down there. I got my app out. Yeah. And then it's just rain.
Yeah, but I don't feel great about our basketball team. I'll be honest with you. I think losing Ben Simmons is not ideal, as we know.
But I will say this, and I'd have to look at how their odds have changed.
They've gone way down. Yeah.
They are 3-1 in the bubble. Like, for as ugly as people make it out to be, they are 3-1. They're not losing these games.
What a spin. Yeah. What a spin right there.
It's a fact. They're 3-1.
What a spin. But here is the team in Philadelphia that we should all be placing our money on. Philadelphia's hockey team.
Yes.
They are a true, real, real threat to win the Stanley Cup, and they have showed up in this bubble seemingly firing on all cylinders, ready to go. I have been so impressed from what I've seen. I would go so far as to say, and obviously Doug Peterson in 2017 is the high watermark, but you know, outside of Doug in 2017, I think the job Alain Vigneault has done with this team is one of the great Philadelphia coaching jobs I've seen in a long time. You know, to take the team that he had and turn them into this unit, and it seems like a lot of it is his motivation, his, you know, ability to call guys out. I've been very impressed with what I've seen from Alain Vigneault.
Well, what's impressive too is they've kept their momentum,
which is unbelievable. They've won 11 out of their last 12, including the two in the bubble. They're plus 700 on the Park Sportsbook Casino app to win the Stanley Cup. They are one of the best teams in hockey. This is a good bet. It's not even the best odds.
How far down are they at 700?
They're third or fourth, I believe. I will double check that. But it's not the best odds. Like, they should be the best odds. They have as good a chance as anyone. They're the fourth best odds. Like, they're better than the fourth best team.
Yes.
Like, this team is legit. And also, let's be real. Wouldn't it be super fun to put a little money on the team you want to win the Stanley Cup? And then not only can you potentially get to win them, see the Stanley Cup, you actually put a little cash in your pocket, too. I don't know. That sounds like a...
Well, putting cash in your pocket is never a bad
thing. Sounds like a win to me, Elliot. Also, as we know, I mean, football is right around the corner, and we are lifelong Philly sports fans. We love all the home teams, as we just talked about. After all, it's all about the home team, right? And that's why we go with the home team and have the home field advantage when it comes to sports betting. Our team at Parks Casino Sportsbook are right here in the Delaware Valley, right in Bucks County. That means that your action and your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use Parks Casino sports betting app. And we've talked a lot about this app. This app is phenomenal. It's intuitive. It's easy to use. I wanted to find out what Philadelphia's hockey team's odds were. I went on there. A half a second later, I had it. And it was easy, and I was ready to place a bet.
I'll also say, as somebody that's like semi-new to all the gambling stuff, like, I've done it, and it's very fun, let me tell you. Like, dangerously fun. But it's very easy to use, and it explains it very well.
It is a really good app and good odds, and they give you a good opportunity to, you know, there's nothing more fun, especially with all these sports going on, whether it's hockey playoffs or the bubble ball, which Elliot and I have talked a lot about how much we love, or baseball right now. It's that you have so many sports on your TV. It's super fun to be able to watch these random games and actually have a serious rooting interest in it because you put a few shekels on it. So, trust me, download the Parks Casino Sports Betting app. It's the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. Here's the deal. Sign up now and you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R-X casino.com/PA and use the promo code BIRDS, B-I-R-D-S, promo code BIRDS to get that risk-free bet of up to $500. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Ellie, you might not know this. Free is for me. And I'm guessing free is for you as well. So
use that promo
get in
code.
On this. Of course, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot, let's get back to the NFC South. Two more teams to get through today. Let's save the best for last.
Really quick, actually, can I drop a promo take on you?
Please, of course. That's why we're here, my friend.
I will say, I do love when I successfully use a promo code. Like, if I'm on a website.
Yeah. Isn't it a great feeling?
And I type it in and it registers and you see it go down like 18 bucks or whatever.
Well,
the money goes in your account with this thing.
It's so cool, too, because... like, I don't, obviously, we're recording a podcast right now, but I listen to a lot of podcasts. Like,
yes.
I love podcasts. My wife loves podcasts. Like, we're a podcast family. And you hear a lot of these types of things on podcasts, the promo codes and all that. And I'm telling you, this one is as good a one as you're going to find. And like Elliot said, you type in BIRDS, it's going to work. And you're going to risk about up to $500.
What a rush.
It's so great. It's so great. All right. Carolina. Matt Rhule.
Yes.
Over under a 5.5, which I get. It is fair. Like, let's quickly, I'm a Matt Rhule fan too. I think that ultimately he's going to be a very good NFL head coach, but they definitely have some holes on this roster now. Teddy Bridgewater is your starting quarterback.
Not great.
Not ideal.
Although, again, did play well last year.
All he does is win games, Elliot. All he does is win games.
Just putting that out there.
I mean, look.
And they do have the best running back, by a mile, the best running back in the NFL.
Well, yeah. If you want to talk about running, we talked about Julio Jones' absurd chance of an offense failure. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey's the kind of guy who could actually at a running back type position. But over under 5.5, it seems from talking that you're taking the over here.
So this one's closer for me. The last two have been easy ones. Like I said, definitely the over on Tampa Bay, under on Atlanta. Carolina 5.5, it's hard for an NFL coach, I think, in his first season to come in, especially in a situation like that. I mean, we saw Doug come in Philadelphia in 2016, win 7 games. I think we would all agree that was, like, a very good season for him.
Well, especially considering, like, they had to win the last 4 to do that.
They started 3-1.
We all thought it was going to be, like, a 4-12 team.
And one thing that's going to happen with Carolina that's not really happened with the last two teams is, with the new head coach, no offseason. No training, basically no training camp, no preseason. I mean, the first time Matt Rhule coaches an NFL game, it'll be a regular season game.
Yeah.
Now, he's been head coach before, and that matters in terms of managing the sideline and all those things. That would be a concern for me. 5.5, so one thing to consider here is, again, I think New Orleans, we'll talk about in a second, is going to be very good. Tampa's going to be very good. Atlanta's trash, but I would say they're at least semi-comparable to Carolina.
I mean, they probably have a better roster. Like, it's close.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina's
McCaffrey. They have a better quarterback.
Yeah.
So they're at least comparable. They're at least comparable as teams.
I would go the under on this, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think Carolina could end up being 7-9.
I feel very similar. I think they are probably a 5-11 team. Doing math, man. I'm like, wait a minute. I think they're 5-11. They're somewhere between 4-12 and 6-10 in my mind. For all the reasons you mentioned, I think it's a lot of new players, a new coach. I just think it's going to be really hard in this offseason for them to figure it all out and put it together. And
their out-of-division schedule is not easy. So Raiders week 1, who I think Raiders are going to be better this year. That's probably a loss, right? So Oakland week 1, then Tampa Bay week 2, loss. Los Angeles Chargers week 3, loss, right? Arizona week 4 in Carolina. What do you think?
It could go either way.
Could go either way. I would...
I'll take Carolina in that one, but I could take
either.
Yeah,
I guess in Carolina, yeah. Atlanta. So, I mean, like, they have, the Bears, the Saints, the Chiefs. So, I mean, they're out of division schedule is tough.
Yeah, I agree. I would take the under. It's not one of my favorite bets that we'll talk about on this, NFL preview pods that we're doing. But I think I would take the under just because I think a lot of things have to go right for the over to hit, and I could see a lot of things going wrong for a team with a new quarterback, new coach, all that type of stuff.
Want to hear a fun Matt Rhule story?
I love a fun Matt Rhule
story.
So
I went to Temple, as did you. I was out one day for Center City Sips. I saw Matt Rhule, went up to him, and he had already followed me on Twitter at this point. I'm talking to him, and I said something along the lines of, like, man, you guys really got to get a quarterback. Like... unfollowed me the next day.
No way!
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
So here's what I'll say: his players are gonna love him.
He's got their back.
Yeah, he's like a he's got the players back.
Got a Gabe Kapler feel to him. You're saying there, I like it. I think the one interesting player prop here, because I think the way we've talked about it, we're not picking them to go to the Super Bowl or win the conference, even at plus 10,000 with the Super Bowl.
No way they're winning.
Yeah. The plus 10,000 is always like, put a dollar on it and see what happens.
Yeah, if you're
a
Carolina fan.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey over-under for total yards is 1,900 and a half. I feel like this is a lock to go over.
Okay, so I was feeling under, and here's why.
Lock to go over.
I don't know, man.
He's their whole offense.
Yeah, McCaffrey is
very
good.
They're going to give him the ball 30 times a game.
But that's my point. He is their whole offense. Now, I do like the Joe Brady hiring for their offense.
I do, too.
Yes, but if every week the whole defense is keying in on McCaffrey, I think we've seen this.
But we saw that this past year. Wasn't that happening? I mean, who else was on the offense this past year? Cam was hurt all year.
Fair.
McCaffrey was still, right. Didn't he get to over 2,000? I think he was close.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he got over.
Yeah, I don't have
I think he got over.
I think he got. Well, look, we did say we thought Miles Sanders was 1,800.
Yeah.
So
I'm taking the stone cold over on this one. I would bet
the under. I just like the combination of A, potentially learning a new offense, those type of things. B, the defense keying in on you. And C, he is a running back that has a ton of touches on him. I mean, you don't know about injuries.
That's the thing. Whenever you're betting an over-under, you always have to ask yourself,
will he stay healthy?
Will he? And even if it's a player like McCaffrey, who has shown no reason to think that he won't stay healthy, he does play a position that is a risky type of position. So I understand going under there, I would go over. All right, let's get to the best team in this division. I think even as high as you're on Tampa Bay, you would agree New Orleans the best team in this division?
No. I think you could convince me.
So just quickly, so people know, their over-under is 10.5. I was going to pound the over. I'm intrigued. Talk to me. Go.
You. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the Saints are not a good team. The Saints are a very good team. They have a very good head coach, very good quarterback. Their defense is underrated. I think New Orleans is the toughest place to play in the NFL, period. I think it's tougher than going to Kansas City. I think it's the toughest place to play. But I don't think they're that much better than the Buccaneers. I don't. Michael Thomas is very good.
He's the best receiver in football.
He's the best receiver in football, yes. But I think Tampa Bay has a ton of weapons as well. You could convince me it's going to be them or Tampa Bay to win the division. I just disagree that they're, clearly the better team.
I think they are clearly the better football team.
They're choke artists.
I probably will pick them to win the Super Bowl when the time comes, when we get there. We'll see. I'm not ready to lock that in yet. I think they're the best team in football.
And
the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are probably the best team in football. I just think it's unlikely they repeat. It's so hard to repeat.
I mean, for what it's worth, New Orleans did not win a playoff game last year.
Sure.
And they're bringing back mostly the same roster.
They've definitely choked, man. They've definitely choked, but they've been so good year after year. And they added Malcolm Jenkins, that team, leadership, all that stuff.
I mean, Jameis Winston is the backup. How do you feel about that?
I think he's amazing. I wish the Eagles had signed Jameis Winston instead of drafting Jalen
Hurts.
He's
probably better than Bridgewater.
It's a great backup.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Especially with Sean Payton.
With Sean Payton, the eye surgery. I know that's
the eye surgery.
I buy into that stuff.
Dude, someone that wears contacts, trust me.
I think that stuff matters. I hear that type of stuff where it's some sort of he couldn't see well. Now he can. Why wouldn't that help? Why wouldn't that help him?
Have to be a top three body part in terms of importance.
I love that you go that way with it.
The heart obviously would be one.
I think
the
brain would have to be there.
I guess lungs would be maybe next. But
I think probably the innards are probably a little more important.
Yeah, but I'm saying your eyes are super important.
Because you can live without eyes. You know, blind people do it all the time.
Yeah, right. That's true. I agree with that. That's true.
But I get where you're going.
As a football player.
I get where you're going. I buy into that. I just think it's a really good team. I think, whether they win the Super Bowl or not, 10.5 wins, they've been over that 3 years in a row. I just think it's an easy bet. They're bringing back potentially a better roster, if not at least the same level of roster, assuming Drew Brees doesn't have major regression or whatever, which is always possible.
That's a risk. Kamara had a bit of a down year last year, too.
But Kamara is so good.
So I'm saying maybe he bounces back.
Bounces back.
Right.
I think they're personally handily the best team in this division. I think the 10.5... It is easily, of these four teams we talked about, over 10.5 for the Saints, the best bet on the board for me.
How do you feel about
their
Super Bowl
odds? I love it. Look, they're plus 1,200. If I think that there's a very solid chance that by the time we do all these NFL previews and we actually make our picks and all that stuff, I think there's a good chance I'm going to pick them in the Super Bowl. So if I get the fourth best odds at plus 1,200, why wouldn't I take a shot on that?
Favorited to win the division, too. They are the favorite.
Yeah, and plus 600 to win the conference. Second best odds. I love that because I think they're the best team in the conference. So I think you're getting value there. I'm always looking for value. If I think that the Saints are the best team in the conference and they have the second best odds to win the conference, then guess what? That's a pretty good bet for me. So I like them at plus 600 to win the conference. I like them at plus 1,200 to win the Super Bowl. And I love the over of 10.5. So I feel very strong about the Saints. I want to mention these two Drew Brees one quickly before we get back to kind of wrapping up this whole division and the teams we talked about. I think the Brees ones are interesting because he has been on a bit of a decline. And even though I think they're going to be really good, considering the potential for injury and all that, I do think these are actually a little high.
Yeah, I agree, especially 30, the yards.
3,900.5. Now, for Drew Brees a couple years ago, you would laugh at and say, what a silly number. Right. He gets 5,000 every year. They're a running team now. You know, they just are. They move the ball on the ground. Michael Thomas is going to be here. 39, I think he's probably in that range. Like, I don't think I would bet on this because I could see how very easily he could get over 4,000. But I think with the risk for injury, which we saw up in last year, and just the general decline we've seen from Brees and the way they've kind of shifted the offense, I just think that it's probably a bet I wouldn't make.
Is it Brees or Phillip Rivers that already agreed to be a TV commentator?
Both.
Okay.
I know that. Brees. Brees definitely did. Yeah. Brees is going to be on NBC when he's done.
I don't love that.
As a like a
juju thing. Like I don't like I feel like
I think that's fair. I don't love that either.
I don't love that.
Not my thang.
So in terms of betting, take that into consideration.
It's fair.
Yeah. I would go under on the yards. Touchdowns 29.5.
I go under on that. See, that one I felt really good about the under on.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's a lot.
I guess
that's a lot of touchdowns. 30 is a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
like especially when they get close, they're going to run it in. So
yeah. All right. Well, I think we're on roughly the same page with all these teams. Obviously, I'm way higher on the Tampa Bay than you are. Tampa Bay versus New Orleans might be a good like side bet for us.
We should do that at the end of each of these pods. Do a little side bet here. So let's do that. I will take the New Orleans Saints to win the division. You take the Tampa Bay Bucks. How about this? I'll give you their over unders are a game apart. Like I'll give you a half a game. I guess half a game doesn't really do much.
Sure. I mean, I'm confident no matter what.
Okay, so let's just do it straight up. You have the Tampa Bay.
I mean, it's weak of you to pick the favorite, but
you have Tampa Bay to win the division. I have New Orleans to win the division. We will see how that plays out. Any final thoughts on the NFC South as a whole, maybe how it relates to the Eagles? Like, what do you think of the strength of this division heading into this season?
One thing, too, is so the odds for one of the teams from this division to win the Super Bowl, plus 460, fourth best odds among the divisions.
And again, remember, you can see all of these odds bet on all of these things on the Parks Sportsbook and Casino app.
So if you go through the divisions really quickly, I don't think God, I'm so bad at remembering the divisions. NFC West, San Francisco, I don't think they're going to go from losing the Super Bowl to coming back and winning it this year. I don't think that Los Angeles is going to win it. I don't think Seattle's going to win it. When I look at the different divisions, I really like the chance that the Super Bowl winner comes out of here.
Either New Orleans or Tampa gets it.
You get two legitimate Super Bowl contenders. They're the fourth best odds. How many of their divisions do you think have legitimately two?
Kansas City's the only one in that division you would feel good about.
I'd say none in the NFC
Baltimore
East.
Is the only one in that division. I mean, like, I just don't believe Ben's going to come back.
No, they're definitely not winning.
Baltimore's the only one in that division. No one in the South. I'm not taking Indy or anyone like that. Obviously, no one in the AFC East. I think the Patriots still might win the division, but none of those teams. It's the Bills or Buffalo or the Patriots.
Buffalo's not winning.
Buffalo or New England. This is a great point, Elliot. I mean, we know the NFC East is not the division you would want to take for that. And then the AFC, the NFC North.
Potentially.
I don't expect them to be Super Bowl contenders, but they're all solid teams, so you could see it. This is a great point. And again, if I think that
they're the number one division, and you're getting them at fourth.
I love that bet. That's a great bet right there.
That might be my bet of the day, actually.
That's a great bet right there. My bet of the day is still the over on 10.5. I think, again, I will be shocked if New Orleans doesn't win 11 games this year, at least. Okay. I really will be shocked. So that's where I come down on my bet of the day. Your bet of the day. I really like that. I agree, especially I was just talking about the importance of value, right? Like, you see something that just feels a little off value-wise. This is definitely better than the fourth best.
You thought New Orleans was a great odds.
That's my point.
The second best odds, you're going to use a fourth.
Yes. I think that's a plus 460. You get four teams, but really two true blue chances to win the
Super Bowl. Yeah.
I think that's a really a fun bet there, Elliot. I think that is
Brady winning the really Super Bowl for Tampa Bay
in Tampa Bay.
That's like a legacy. I mean, Isaiah has a great legacy, but that's like a legacy
builder.
Can you
imagine? I mean,
I can't imagine, James. You heard me talk about them at
the
top.
Well, you did. Like, you did. Just from a narrative standpoint, though, it's just, and obviously, if Belichick can do special things with Cam, New England would be a similar type of narrative type of thing.
Can you imagine New England, Tampa Bay Super Bowl? The NFL. After what would be a rough year, the NFL would.
I mean, do you think that's if the NFL could, right now, you say you pick your Super Bowl? I feel like that's the best.
I mean, getting Mahomes in it is obviously good.
Still,
I mean, Newton's a superstar too.
Because you know this
too,
is the end of it, and like if you could get Brady versus Belichick, like
in
that's
the Super Bowl,
best storyline.
Agreed.
Ever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absurdity. Brady versus Belichick.
I mean, honestly, the second best one might be Kansas City, Philadelphia.
Well, it's up there, yeah. Because Andy versus Philly would be a real thing.
Yeah,
both
Mahomes
got one.
Versus Wentz
Mahomes
gives you like
Wentz.
The next generation.
It really would be. It's a really good one. I'm sure there's a Lamar one we could figure out that would be compelling.
I think
and
Lamar
stuff like
versus
that
anybody. I don't think he
fun.
Has a big NFC counterpart.
That's a fun thought. We'll keep that idea going. And tweet us at GoBirdsBob. What do you think would be the
best
most
Super Bowl
most fun or the one the NFL
Philly
would
out of
most.
It just for
yeah? Look, we all know for us Philly
right.
versus anybody
would be
is
the funnest. Yeah.
So, all right. You got any final thoughts?
No. I started off, it's just so exciting. Football is close to being back.
What are we, 38 days? Is it 38, 37? Where are we
at? Less than that, I think. It was 37 on Friday, I think.
Dude,
we're going to be doing,
at one of the pods we do next week, I'm going to say to you,
less than a month. Yeah.
Let's go.
We haven't seen them do anything.
Let's go.
In less than a month, they'll be playing. I will be, hopefully, at FedEx in less than a month.
It's a beautiful thing. So,
I never thought I'd say, hopefully, I'll be at
FedEx.
Yeah,
right? Who would have thunk it? To see the Washington football team. Download the Parks Sportsbook Casino app. We're just talking about how close football is. Like, get in there. Start making some bets. Start getting this. Because you're going to get odds now. Odds are going to go down. Things are going to change. Like, get them now while they're good. If you see something like Elliot and I just talked about, some of the ones we really love, you see them, grab them. Don't wait. Get the app now. And again, use the promo code BIRDS and you're off to the races. So it's nice and easy. So we will be back next week. Again, thank you to Parks Sportsbook and Casino for presenting the show. We'll be back on Monday and three pods again for you next week. For Elliot, I'm James. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.